finished more or less Kaddish. Now it's time to do Elul, Tishrei, those dinim that we need to know. So first of all, we know that Elul, the month of Elul, was called Chodesh Rachmim, the month of mercy. The reason why Chodesh Elul is the month of mercy is because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the third time on Har Sinai, he went up to Chodesh Elul, the first day of Elul, and he came down in Yom Kippur. And those 40 days, he finally got forgiven for the Jewish people that they worship the eagle. So therefore, it's a time, as we learned in Chassidus, for sure, the Melech is in the Sadeh, like we learned, it's more appropriate, like the Rambam says, even though Tshuva is acceptable a whole year, but it's more appropriate in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, for that matter, the month of Elul. And therefore, it's an interesting thing. There are people, it doesn't apply so much today, but there were people, it's brought down in Svarim, that would only make a wedding the first half of the month. They would make a chasana only in the first half of the month, not the second half of the month. Why? Because the first half of the month, the moon keeps getting bigger. In the second half of the month, the moon gets smaller. So it says in Sfarim, it's more mazeldik when the moon is getting bigger, because the Jews are likened to the moon, rather than when the moon goes down. So it says 2 months of the year, even according to those minhagim, you can make a wedding a whole month. Adar, which is a mazeldik a month, and Elul, because it's Yimei Arachmim, so the whole month is good. Nowadays you make weddings, the sooner the better. Anytime. The sooner the better, halachically. But in times when people used to do it, not only in the first half, not the second half, that's what, by the way, it says, we all know there's a custom, you blow shofar in Elul. So it says, what's the source of blowing shofar in the month of Elul? So it says, the Torah brings out, because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up at Har Sinai, they didn't want a replay of the eagle. That's happened the first time he went up. So he says, most probably, they blew shofar to awaken the Jews not to sin. So therefore, that's the minig of why we blow shofar. We'll get there in a second. It's also a minig to say, L'davar Hashem Eidi v'yishi mi'mi'ira, okay? Because the Medrash says, Eidi is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom Kippur, Kis b'neinu b'sukei b'yem ra is Sukkis. So therefore, there's a minig to say, L'davar Hashem Eidi, the whole month of Elul, through Sukkis. When you stop, exactly, some people stop Eshana Rabbah, some people stop Shemini Atzeres. There are different times when people stop. But this is the reason why we say L'davar Hashem Eidi. The only difference is, there are different customs, when do you say it? So everybody says you say it during Shachris. The only question is when. Some people say it all the way at the end of Davening. The last thing, they say L'davar Hashem Eidi, and they blow Shofar. Our custom is, as we know, that we say it after the Yom, before Ein Kol Akeinu. We say L'davar Hashem Eidi. And that's why there's only one Kaddish, because you're saying Tilim, the Yom, and L'davar Hashem Eidi is also Tilim. You don't say Tilim, Kaddish, Tilim. Because then why do you just say the Tilim together and say one Kaddish? So therefore, we say the Yom and L'davar Hashem Eidi, or there's Chedish, we said, the Yom, Baruch Hinafshi, and L'davar Hashem Eidi. That's interesting. Why do we say it in that order, by the way? So the Matar Frayim brings down an interesting thing, that the reason why we say the Yom, Baruch Hinafshi, and then L'davar Hashem Eidi, is because of the rule of Tadir v'she'ene Tadir Tadir Kedem. More common, less common, the more common comes first. So because Baruch Hinafshi is every month, Rosh Chodesh, and L'davar Hashem Eidi is only in this period of the time, even though, factually, you say L'davar Hashem Eidi more than Baruch Hinafshi. Baruch Hinafshi you say 12 times a year, or the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So you say it approximately 18 times a year. L'davar Hashem Eidi you say approximately 70 times during the year. But nevertheless, time-wise, Baruch Hinafshi is every Rosh Chodesh. L'davar Hashem Eidi is only in this specific period, so you say it in that order. But again, we only say one Kaddish, because you have the Yom is Tilim, Baruch Hinafshi is Tilim, L'davar Hashem Eidi is Tilim. You do one Kaddish for all of Tilim. When do you say it in the afternoon? So this is again different minhagim. Some people say it at Ma'ariv. After Ma'ariv, they say L'davar Hashem Eidi, not at Mincha. Our minig is that we say L'davar Hashem Eidi at Mincha. I'll explain why in a second. Even then, some people say it, like our minig is before Aleinu. Some people say L'davar Hashem Eidi after Aleinu. Why do we say it at Mincha, not at Ma'ariv? You find the same thing also in a mourner's house during Shiva. They say Perik Memtes. after davening to say a Kaddish. So many places they say it Shachris and Ma'ariv, and our meaning is we say it Shachris and Mincha. Why? It's a very simple reason, because we don't say Tillim at night. Al Pi Kabbalah, you're not supposed to say Torah Shebiksav at night. So therefore we say L'davar Hashem Eri Mincha time, and Kapitul Memtes by Amor Nesas also Mincha before Ma'ariv. But again, there's a lot of different customs. It really doesn't matter what somebody does, as long as they do it. No. Now, Shefer and Rosh Hashanah, Elul. Now we said there's a minig to blow Shefer Rosh Hashanah. The whole month of Elul. The minig is to blow it in the morning. And what do you blow? So most places they only blow Tkiyah Shvarim through Tkiyah. That's it. In many places of special Pikabola, you blow Tkiyah Shvarim through Tkiyah. Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyah through Tkiyah. You know, you blow 10 instead of 4. But again, these are just the various different customs. It's brought down in Halacha that women never accepted upon themselves the minig of hearing Shefer during Elul. A lot of women, very religious, like to hear it, but the minig officially, the women don't need to hear Shefer and Elul, and the Mefarshim explained the interesting reason why. Because the Shefer is to remind the Jews not to sin in the Egel. The women never sinned in the Egel. So they don't need that reminder. So the purpose of blowing Shefer and Elul is it doesn't apply to them at all. So therefore the minig is they don't hear it. There's another interesting thing that Aruch HaShulchan brings down, that you shouldn't blow Shefer at night. Well, at night you shouldn't be blowing a Shefer. The right is better not to blow Shefer. So the truth is, the Magen Avraham disagrees with that, because the Magen Avraham discusses about blowing Shefer the night of Erev Rosh Hashanah, if you're allowed to blow or not. Because of Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow. But some people don't blow Shefer at night, some people do blow Shefer at night. Doesn't matter. Now, what happens if somebody's davening by themselves? Do you blow Shefer or not? There's only a minion, or if you're davening by yourself, do you also blow Shefer? So most people say that you do blow Shefer. You blow Shefer even if you're doing it, if you know how to blow, obviously, and if you have a Shefer. Otherwise, you can't do it. Okay, that's that. Now, it's also a minig, like we said before, that during the month of Elul, generally speaking, people should be davening longer, saying more Tillim. And we know that the Baal Shem Tov instituted, like it says in a Yom Yom recently, that every day of Elul you add 3 chapters after davening, that through Yom Kippur you finish an additional time the entire Tillim. Another interesting minig which is brought down already in Svarim, that when you write a letter or you speak to somebody in the month of Elul, you say Ksiv Vachsim Ateva. You already wish each other a good year. It's brought down in certain Mekubalim that they started saying it starting from Chof Av. They would wish already Ksiv Vachsim Ateva. Why? It's a very interesting thing. You have in the Gemara, the concept called Arboim Yem Kedem Yetziras Avlad. Remember we learned already in the Gemara about, in the Seita, about the Shaduchim, that 40 days before the formation of the child, before conception, they already announce who's marrying whom. So here's in Gemara many times the concept of Arboim Yem Kedem Yetziras Avlad. Rosh Hashanah was the day Adam Rishon was created. So when's 40 days before that? Chof Av. The 20th of Av is 40 days before Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, in certain kehilas, they had a meaning of starting from Chof Av, they would already write and wish Ksiv Vachsim Ateva. Okay. What else is in the Elul? That's basically it. You write the... Okay, another thing also, says Chassidim Anshei Maaseh, the Matter of Rambam brings this down also. Halachically, you need to check your tefillin and mezuzahs twice in 7 years. That's what the Gemara says. Teitkin pamayim b'shavua, meaning in 7 years, you have to check the mezuzahs and tefillin twice. The Matter of Rambam brings down the Chassidim Anshei Maaseh, more religious people, would check their tefillin and mezuzahs every Elul. Every year in Elul, they would check the tefillin and mezuzahs. And the Rebbe really did encourage many times that people should check the tefillin and mezuzahs in the month of Elul. You know, to make sure that they're proper and good and something like that. In Elul, you're supposed to give more tzedakah. Okay, that's that. Parsha Techo will learn a different time closer to the... Now, at the Svardim, they say Slichas the whole month of Elul. The whole month of Elul, they say Slichas. Now, Ashkenazic world, the Chassidish world, Ashkenazic world, they say Slichas either the Saturday night right before Rosh Hashanah or the Saturday night a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah. The Moshe, this year, Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday and Wednesday. So it says you need a minimum of 4 days of Slichas. Need minimum 4 days of Slichas. So if you start, and you're supposed to start Saturday night. When we learn more about Slichas, we'll discuss why you start Slichas on Saturday night. But if you have Saturday night, which is Sunday, so you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you need a minimum 4 days of Slichas. So if Rosh Hashanah, like last year, was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, then you start the Saturday night right before Rosh Hashanah, because then you have 4 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This year, that Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday and Wednesday, so you only have Sunday and Monday, 2 days, and you need to begin from Mitzvah Shabbos, so you begin 10 days before. So this is basically the longest Slichas, the longest week of Slichas you can possibly have. Because Rosh Hashanah can never fall on Wednesday, Le'ah Duresh. So Rosh Hashanah can either be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos. So this year it's the longest possible Slichas. It's that Saturday night before, and you have every day until Erev Rosh Hashanah. Through Erev Rosh Hashanah, you have the Inyan of Slichas. But Svardim, their meaning is, they say, the entire month of Elul. I know a bunch of Sephardic Jews that for the month of Elul they become Ashkenazic. That they don't have to say Slichas. They don't want to get up early. So they say, okay, for this month, we're Ashkenazic or Hasidic, that they don't... You mean Judaism shopping? He said, if you have a set place in shul, a set minyan, so Hashem, it's easier for God to find you, so to speak. He knows exactly where you're supposed to be sitting. Obviously. It's not for Hashem. It's for us. Hashem knows where we are. We're in yeshiva. In one yeshiva, there was a small yeshiva. There were 40 bochum then at that time. So everything was in one building. The dormitory, the zal, the yeshiva, and the dining room was in the basement. And there was this lady, there was a cook there. And over there, the rule was, you have to clean up your plates after you finished eating. You finished eating, you have to bring your plates into the kitchen. She always made everybody sit in the same seat. Breakfast, lunch, and supper, you all have to sit in the same seat every day. Always. Because then she knew exactly where everybody sat. And if you didn't bring your plate in, she came up to the Beis Medrash in the middle of learning, and the Rosh Hashiva agreed with her, and you have to go back down and clear off your plate. You couldn't say, you know, this is somebody else's seat, that seat. She knew exactly where you were.